LGBT support groups have told LBC they're worried that Brexit, which is what we're discussing, could lead to a rise in homophobic attacks. An LBC investigation in the Midlands has found a 10% rise in hate crimes over the last 2 years. And reporter in the Midlands, Alex Hulse, has more.
My name's Tori Banks and I'm from Leicester. A gentleman, whilst I was on a staff night out, he threw lighter fluid over me and set me on fire. Imagine being on fire. Imagine, you know, having it in your mouth and tasting it, seeing it.
Tori's story is just one of the experiences we've heard and seen on social media. In the last 2 years, children as young as five are among victims reported to police, which LGBT support workers put down to an increased awareness. But groups in Derby, Leicester and Birmingham that we've spoken to have all said they're worried Brexit could reduce tolerance and endanger gay rights brought in through EU membership. Steph Keeble's the director at Birmingham's LGBT centre.
We had homophobic posters posted on the front of the centre. Attitudes out there now are not as welcoming of diversity and difference. There's less tolerance and that people may well be targeted.
It's 50 years since being gay was partially decriminalised and there's now a sense that the LGBT community will need to work hard to ensure there's no reversal of rights and that negative attitudes don't increase. Steph admitted, though, the big changes probably aren't just around the corner.
Things like marriage legislation was brought in by the current government, so I would imagine that they wouldn't be quick to reverse that.
And that's echoed by the Education Minister, Justine Greening, who announced compulsory sex and relationship lessons in schools yesterday. They'll help children learn about gay relationships as well as staying safe.
I'm someone who's in a same-sex relationship. We've made big steps forward over many years, and we absolutely don't want to see that go into reverse. One of the projects that we've been helping to fund is allowing young people to use an app in their school to be able to more anonymously report things that are going on to teachers.
The Minister insists it's important to combat issues that are still around and not get complacent.
LBC's Alex Hulse reporting 4 minutes before 8.